The BBC presents Life with the Lions. When the Lion family leased Colonel Warwick's house on Salisbury Plain, they didn't realize that the permanent fixtures included the Colonel and his Batman. However, they have all been living under the same roof, and Colonel Warwick, who's an army man, has gone out of his way to drop in on Ben and Richard every morning with friendly greetings such as...
Get out of bed! Out of it! Get your hair cut!
Of course, it's different with the ladies. Every evening, the Colonel calls on Bibi and Barbara with a few warm words like...
10 o'clock! Lights out!
However, the Lions have been living under army discipline for a week now, so let's drop in and see how they're faring.
Oh, Bibi, is breakfast ready?
Yes, dear, it's on the sideboard.
Good, I'm starving.
Hey, Pop, don't sit down.
Why not?
Army regulations. From now on, if you want something to eat, you've got to stand in line.
In line?
Yes. Fall in behind yourself.
Now, what is this? A new rule?
Oh, no. I read it in standing orders last night.
Well, standing orders or not, I'm sitting down.
Pop, what are you trying to do? Get court-martialed on an empty stomach?
Look, why don't you all relax? The Colonel's been very sociable lately. Now, come on, all of you, and sit down.
All right.
Say, Daddy... Have you heard about the romance between a certain Colonel's Batman and a little Scottish cook?
Boy, nothing sacred to this girl.
Oh, so that's why Higgins isn't as tough as he was. How did Aggie tame him?
Easy. Every time he raised his hand to her, she put a dishcloth in it.
Come now, Barbara. How could a big guy like Higgins be afraid of a little woman like Aggie?
Now then, just you get in there and collect the dusty plates.
All right, Aggie, stop shoving. Are you through or finished with your plates, mate?
Yes, here you are, Higgins.
Oh, don't look so worried. Aggie's bark is much worse than her bite.
Oh, it ain't Aggie that's worrying me. It's the old man. He's in a shopping state.
What's the matter with him?
Well, he ain't his old grouchy self anymore.
Well, are you complaining about that?
Oh, you don't understand, Mr. Lyon. The troops are losing respect for him.
You're right. Yesterday when he yelled on parade, only half the men fainted.
Richard, this ain't a joke. I know the old man's got his faults, but he's a marvelous soldier.
Well, what seems to be the trouble?
What's up?
Well, I'm afraid I ain't at liberty to divulge his privacy.
Well, of course you aren't, and the men had no right to ask.
No. Mother and I wouldn't dream of prying into the Colonel's private affairs.
Oh, I wish he'd never met the blinking woman.
Woman?
Tell us about it.
I can't. The old man would kill me.
Well, tell us, and I'll see you are buried with full military honors.
And you ain't kidding, neither. Well, if you all promise to keep it strictly hush-hush...
We
will. Of course I will.
All right, then. Well, he's gone potty over a bit of stuff. What works in the orderly room by the name of Captain Mary Jackson.
What does she look like?
Marilyn Monroe, only more so. And she's young enough to be his daughter.
Then what does she see in the Colonel?
His bank account. He's got a nice few quid stashed away, you know.
Oh, she's a gold digger, eh?
Not half. And she's going to fleece him. Then she's going to sell his wool and all.
Looks like he's in for a rough time.
Oh, he's already started. Every night she's got him out until 2 in the morning dancing the cha-cha. Then she calls for him in the morning and takes him shopping.
To buy presents for herself?
Well, of course. She just wiggles her finger and he comes running. Poor old mug. Listen, I'd like to see a dame do that to me.
Higgins, I'm still waiting for more dusty dishes.
All right, Aggie, I'm coming.
I wish we could do something to help the Colonel.
So do I. Oh, Mother, I'm going to Salisbury to do a story for my paper. Want to come along?
Yes, I do. Maybe I can buy some bounds while I'm there.
Bounds? What's that?
Well, I don't know, but they must be very good. Almost every place I go, there's a big sign saying, out of bounds.
Yes, well, honey, Be sure and get a dozen, will you?
Yes, I will, dear. Come on, Barbara.
See you all later.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, Aggie says, would you like anything else?
No, thanks, Higgins.
Oh, then I better get the old man's car out for Captain Jackson.
Oh, is she taking the Colonel shopping this morning?
Yeah, and if I don't have the car ready, she raises Mary... Well, she carries on alarmingly.
Now, look, Higgins, I straightened out a situation like this about 5 years ago, and I think I can do it again.
Oh, do you really, sir?
Yes, if I can have a little talk with Miss Jackson when she arrives. Do you think you could keep the Colonel upstairs for 5 minutes?
Yes, sir. But don't tell him who's locked him in the bathroom, eh? Oh, Mr. Lyon, do you really think Miss Jackson will fall for that malarkey about youth and age not mixing?
It's not malarkey, and I intend to prove it to her. Oh, that's probably her now.
Okay, I'll go and see the old man. Don't break out of the bathroom. Come in.
Oh, Charles, I thought you were Colonel Warwick.
Oh, he'll be down in a minute. I'm Ben Lyon, a friend of his.
How do you do? I'm Mary Jackson.
Oh, yes, of course. The Colonel's told me quite a lot about you. I understand you work in the orderly room.
That's right, but my job's mostly paperwork. I'm kept pretty busy checking up on the soldiers' forms.
Well, I imagine the soldiers are pretty busy checking up on your form, too.
Is that a compliment?
No, I was merely trying to point out that it's only natural for a healthy young man to admire a lovely young girl.
What made you say that?
Well, I'm sure you're not really interested in a middle-aged man, even though the Colonel is generous.
Mr. Lyon, you almost sound as if you don't like the idea of my going around with Charles.
Miss Jackson, to be perfectly frank, I think you'd be much happier with a younger man. It's only natural. Why do you realize the Colonel is 10 years older than I am?
Oh, so that's it.
Oh, yes. No. Now, wait a minute.
Oh, Mary, dear.
Oh, hello, Charles.
Sorry I'm late, but that confounded lock on the bathroom door stuck. Had to take the door off.
Now, isn't that awful?
Oh, I see you two've met.
We've met, all right.
Mary, I thought on our way back we could drive over to the new rocket station. I'd better get a pass.
I just got a pass from Mr. Lyon.
Miss Jackson, you've got this all wrong.
Oh, what's wrong?
It's a joke, dear.
Joke, eh? Oh, yes, I just got it. Lyon gave you a rocket. Oh, <yes. laughs> Pretty funny. Come along, Mary.
Mr. Lyon, I thought you was going to break the Colonel and Miss Jackson up, not cement them together more permanently, so to speak.
I'm sorry, Higgins, but something went wrong. I must have said something that made her think I was trying to make a date with her.
Well, no wonder she got mad. How would you like it if a married man tried to make a date with you?
Honey, please.
Furthermore, you're old enough to be her mother.
Baby, please, I'm trying to think.
Did you fix everything up?
No, honey, I'm afraid there was a misunderstanding.
What happened?
Well, your dad got the net round the right fish, but he couldn't get the flounder in the frying pan.
What does that mean?
Your father made a mess of it.
I did not. It wasn't my fault she thought I was a nasty old man who was trying to get off with her.
Of course not. It was a perfectly natural mistake.
Thanks. Barbara, the truth is, Miss Jackson took the wrong interpretation of something I said.
Oh, Daddy, it isn't what a man says that counts. It's what a woman answers.
Well, I don't think she answers anything unless it's got a lot of money in it.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone so crazy about money.
Somebody calling me?
No, we weren't.
Well, you don't have to bite my head off. Did you fix everything up, Pop?
No, Miss Jackson thought Daddy was an old knee slapper.
Well, that's a natural mistake.
That's what I said.
Now, suppose you stop the brilliant repartee and think of some way to help the Colonel.
Yeah, and we got to work fast. I wonder what will do the trick.
I know. I think what we need is a young man with charm, personality, and outstanding good looks.
How fortunate that I'm here.
A A man who spends his money freely.
Oh, well, there goes that idea.
Darling, all you have to do is pretend you're a spendthrift.
I don't think Richard's that good an actor.
Well, it won't be easy. What do I talk to her about?
Well, you could tell her about the diamond mines you own in South Africa.
I own diamond mines?
You only tell her that to make her fall for you.
Well, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, that's great.
Good.
Where do I find this Mary Jackson?
In the orderly room. I'll go and keep a watch out on the barracks, and I'll let you know the minute she goes in.
Oh, good. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Mary.
Still slaving?
Well, somebody has to get the office work done.
Darling, there's no need to be sarcastic. It's not my fault if the Colonel insisted on taking me out shopping. I'll answer it. Orderly room.
May I speak to Captain Mary Jackson?
Captain Jackson speaking.
Well, this is Richard, Richard Daniels.
Yes?
Well, I was wondering if you could arrange to have a very important letter typed for me.
That all depends. Do you belong to this unit?
Well, you might say I'm sort of attached.
You mean you've been posted here?
No, they couldn't get me through the letterbox.
Everybody in this camp's a comic. Very well, come on over to the office.
Well, thanks. I'll be over at the double. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Mr. Daniels. He's coming over to have a letter typed. Be an angel and see to it for me, will you, Jane?
Why can't you see to it yourself?
I'm due at the dress shop for fitting in 10 minutes. While I'm there, I think I'll get some new lingerie.
Oh, I wish I could afford new lingerie. I'm fed up with wearing army issue.
Well then, Captain Lockhart, you just have to get yourself a nice, rich husband.
With my looks, I'll be lucky to get a husband.
Jane, you'd be very attractive if you just do a few little things. Like get a perm, get rid of those freckles, have your nose bobbed, lose a couple of stone, get a little taller, that's all.
Oh, you mean otherwise I'm all right?
Yes, but you simply must get rid of those horn-rimmed glasses. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling. Get rid of your glasses. I should have told her I only use them when I'm awake. Come in.
Good afternoon, Captain. My name's Richard Daniels.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do, too, you two?
You were the man who telephoned about a letter and... Why are you staring at me like that?
Me? Oh, well, I thought you'd be, Hello.
Hello. Sit down. I'll get to your letter when I can.
Well, thanks. I sent my head office in Johannesburg a cable this morning. This is just a letter of confirmation about two of my diamond mines.
Do you mean you own diamond mines?
Oh, only six. But why bore you with business?
Oh, but I think diamonds are fascinating.
Well, perhaps, but... What good are diamonds and gold when a man's lonely? If I could only find some sweet, unsophisticated girl who'd love me, I'd give her every luxury she wished for.
What a generous lad you are. I suppose any time you want money, you just sell a few £1,000 worth of diamonds.
Well, yes, but I don't sell my finest stones. I keep those in my mansion.
In your mansion?
Yes, even the kitchen ceiling is studded with matching diamonds.
Oh, it sounds fabulous. How many carats?
No carrots, just diamonds.
I hope they're as sparkling as your sense of humor.
Well, maybe, but they're not as sparkling as your eyes.
Oh, Mr. Daniels.
Oh, please, not Mr. To my friends, I'm Richard. But to you, I'm Rich.
All right. Rich.
Has anyone ever told you you're beautiful?
No.
I'm not surprised. That is, I'm not surprised you're so modest about it.
Oh, but I'm not being modest. You see, I know I don't look attractive in this uniform. Well, khaki doesn't suit me.
Oh, but it does. It matches your complexion. Yes, it goes so well with those rosy cheeks and that milk-white skin.
Oh, Richard.
Yes, my pretty?
Oh, that sweet, unsophisticated girl you were looking for. Do you think you'll ever find her?
Well, I think I already have. But you'll have to promise to give up military men, especially colonels.
I promise I won't even look at them.
Well, wonderful. Well, goodbye, my dear.
But what about that letter to South Africa?
Oh, aren't you happy to think about business now?
So am I. When am I going to see you again, sweetheart?
Well, I'll give you a ring.
A ring? Oh, darling, I accept.
Huh?
Isn't it wonderful? We're engaged. Daddy, isn't Richard back yet?
No, and I'm getting a little worried about him.
Yes, I hear Mary Jackson is a pretty smart cookie.
Well, I don't care how smart she is. She'll believe anything Richard says once he turns on that charm.
Oh, hello, Colonel.
As you were, everybody.
Oh, hello, Colonel.
Oh, Lyon, I understand from Higgins you've been most solicitous over my childish behavior.
Well, I wouldn't say it was childish, sir. Let's just say human.
Oh, it was pure poppycock. But by gad, I've finally come to my senses. And Mary and I have parted company.
You have, eh, sir?
Oh, Colonel, I'm sorry it had to end like this.
Yes, so am I. But it's for the best. She needs young companions, boys and girls of her own age.
Well, Colonel, I think you've made a very wise decision.
Aware of that fact. Well, I've work to do.
Poor old fellow.
Yes, I feel so sorry for him.
Well, believe me, you would have felt a lot more sorry for him if he'd gone on.
Oh, Richard, is that you?
I think so.
Oh, darling, too bad you had to go through all of that.
Nonsense. It was a good experience for him. Oh, did you see Mary Jackson, Richard?
I saw her, all right.
Did you hear anything about the breakup?
The only breakup I heard about was me. We're engaged.
What?
No. How did that happen?
She proposed to me and she accepted.
Oh, Richard, that's terrible.
You could at least have the decency not to laugh. What's Elizabeth going to say when she hears about this?
Oh, don't worry, son. From what I hear of Mary, she's such a flirt, she won't be around long.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I've got to take this zombie out.
Richard, how can you talk like that about Mary? Why, everybody says she's beautiful.
Oh, are you kidding? She could rent her nose out for a plow.
Stop talking, silly. I've met Mary Jackson, and she could pass for a film star.
You're right. She looks like Broderick Crawford.
Oh, stop it. Higgins says she's gorgeous.
Well, I don't think much of his taste. She's got stringy brown hair, little beady eyes, she wears big horn-rimmed spectacles, and she's as broad as she's long.
What are you talking about? Mary Jackson doesn't wear glasses. She's a blonde with big blue eyes and...
Richard.
I'm thinking the same thing.
It looks like you're engaged to the wrong girl.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah?
Captain Jane Lockhart just telephoned to say she's coming over at 3:00 this afternoon to meet her in-laws.
Oh, no!
Jane Lockhart? So that's my future sister-in-law's name.
Richard, what are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Pop, what do you think the chances are of getting it before 3:00?
Getting what?
Chicken pox.
Not very good, I'm afraid. I've got a much better plan. Now, have you all got it straight?
Yes. When Captain Lockhart arrives, we all meet her with open arms.
Then we talk a while, then Aggie comes in and says she's my wife.
Only Aggie doesn't know because she's out shopping.
Then somebody better tell her or she may die from the shock.
Hey, look out the window. Here comes Jane.
Oh, Barbara, you and I'll take turns waiting in the kitchen for Aggie.
Okay, Mother. I'll take the first post.
And I'll take the second post.
And Skeeter, you take the third post.
There. I'll let her in. And Richard, try to look like a married man.
Baby, he looks miserable enough already.
Hello, darlings.
Oh, hello.
Come on in.
Hello, Rich, sweetheart.
Hello, reindeer. Jane, dear.
Oh, sit down and make yourself comfortable, Captain Lockhart.
Oh, please don't be formal. You call me Jane, I'll just call you Momsy.
Isn't she cute?
And who's this gentleman?
I'm Popsy.
Oh, Richard, they're exactly the type of parents I expected you to have. And I hope you'll both come to South Africa and visit Rich and me after we're married.
Married? Don't tell me he proposed to you.
Yes, a few hours ago.
Richard, you naughty boy, you've done it again.
Well, I'm sorry, Ma. I must have had another blackout.
Blackout?
Yes. You see, he happens to be married already.
I don't believe it.
Oh, it's true. Sometimes he can't remember a thing.
Richard.
Yes, Gwendolyn?
You see?
Oh, how terrible for his poor wife.
Oh, and those sweet little children.
Children?
Yes. Stephen, Tom, Roger, Bill, and Timothy.
Yes, five of the nicest little girls you've ever seen.
Oh, Barbara. Barbara, it's your turn not here.
All right, Mother.
Oh, hello, Miss Lockhart. I'm Richard's sister.
Oh, hello, sister. Richard, if you're married, why isn't your wife here?
She is.
Oh, yes. Aggie should be here any minute.
But you don't mean that little Scots girl.
That's right.
Well, I got the cake for tea and I...
Aggie, you came in the front door.
Oh, is it a crime to come through the front door?
No, but my wife is waiting for you in the kitchen. She wants to have a little talk with you.
Oh, then I'll go and see her right away, Mr. Lyon.
Richard, why does she call her father-in-law Mr. Lyon?
Oh, well, you see, the Scots people are very formal.
What was that about the Scots?
Oh, you don't have to pretend with me, dear. I know your little secret.
Oh, you mean you know about Higgins and me going steady?
Higgins?
Yes, yes. Nothing serious, of course. They're just good friends.
Oh, but what about your five little children?
They're good friends, too.
What?
Barbara, say something to Aggie.
Hello, Aggie.
Aggie, do you mean that Richard knows about your running around with Higgins?
No. What I do in my spare time is my own business.
Really?
What's happened to Aggie? Oh, there you are, my darling daughter-in-law.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes. Your husband and I have been wondering what happened to you.
Which husband?
Do you mean you've got more than one husband?
Mrs. Lyon, I don't know if this is some kind of a game, but when you all come to your senses, you'll find me in the kitchen.
No, I understand everything. You didn't think I was good enough to marry your son, so you've cooked up this silly story to get rid of me.
Now, Jane, I'm terribly sorry, but the truth is, Richard really has a fiancé.
Oh, so he's engaged now?
You mean you doubt our word?
No, but I'm staying here until I meet Richard's fiancé.
You are?
Yes, dear. And if she doesn't show up, I'll consider we're still engaged.
All right, hold your horses. I'm coming. Oh, good afternoon, miss. Captain Jackson.
Well, you don't have to look so surprised.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am, but I didn't recognize you in civvies. If you come to see the Colonel, I'm afraid he ain't home.
I know, and I don't want to see him either. I merely called to pick up the silver cigarette box he said I could have.
Ah, but that was before you parted company, so to speak.
Higgins, I don't wish to discuss it. Just go up and tell him I want it.
Yes, sir. Ma'am. I'll go and tell the old man what... Oh!
Oh! Higgins, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking where you were going.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Collins.
What a pretty young lady. What's your name?
It's not important.
Well, that's an odd name. My name's Mrs. Lyon.
How do you do?
Would you care for a cup of tea?
No, thank you. I just dropped in to pick up a silver cigarette box the Colonel promised me.
Oh, is it for a charity?
Yes, you might say it's my favorite charity.
Well, it's nice to meet a pretty girl who enjoys helping others instead of herself. We've got just the opposite number to you in the garden. Her name's Captain Lockhart.
Captain Jane Lockhart?
Yes. She's the hussy who got herself engaged to my son.
Oh, really?
Yes, she only did it because he told her about his diamond mines.
Did you say diamond mines?
Yes, and now Captain Lockhart won't give him up. We even pretended that he was engaged, but she wouldn't believe it. I just don't know how we're going to get rid of her.
Mrs. Lyon, suppose you pretend I'm the girl he's engaged to.
Well, what a wonderful idea, and how sweet of you to help us.
Not at all. I'm just dying to meet my fiancé.
Well, now, wait a minute. We want to make this look like the real thing. Here, you better wear my engagement ring.
Thank you. Oh, what a divine ring. It must have cost a fortune.
Yeah, that's what my husband said when I brought it home.
Richard!
Yes, Ma?
Richard, will you come here a minute, dear?
Sure. Oh, didn't know you had company.
Darling, I want to introduce you to your fiancé.
Huh?
This young lady is going to pretend she's your fiancé, dear. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, she certainly is. Thanks a lot, Miss,
Richard, who are you talking to?
Jane, I'd like you to meet the girl I'm going to marry. This is Miss, what's your name, darling?
There's no need to introduce me to this hussy.
Now, Jane, you mustn't take it like that.
Richard, give up this girl before it's too late. She's only after your diamonds.
Well, what about you? Richard, aren't you going to kiss your fiancé?
Right here, under everybody's noses?
No, just under her nose.
Of course he's going to kiss me.
Oh, never mind. I know when I'm beaten, Mary.
Mary?
And to think she's going to have my diamond mines. Mercenary thing. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye.
Well, that's settled.
Yes, indeed. No, I could have sworn Jane called you Mary.
Yes, I didn't get a chance to tell you. My name's Mary Jackson.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yes, it just goes to prove that a person should never listen to gossip. No, sir. Not after the wonderful way you just helped us out.
What do you mean, helped you out?
Oh, Mary, don't be so modest. Ma means it was nice of you to pretend we're engaged.
Who was pretending? We are engaged. And I've got the ring to prove it.
Richard, say something.
Help! I still say Mary Jackson can't hold you to that engagement.
Well, I was just on the phone, and her solicitor says she can't.
Your mother certainly gets us in some beautiful messes.
And she gets you out of them, too. Richard, I found a wealthy man for Mary, so your engagement is off. And I got my ring back, too.
You know, this is almost too good to be true.
Well, it is true. Oh, Mary, you can come in now.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi there.
Hello, Jackson.
I want you all to be the first to know who my future husband is going to be. Come in, Tweety Pie.
At ease, everybody.
Colonel Warren. Hello, Tweety Pie.
That'll do, young man.
Well, congratulations, Colonel. I hope you'll both be very happy.
I'm sure we will. Your mother finally convinced me a man could be happily married, even if his wife is half his age.
Well, we've been very happy, haven't we, Ben?
I'm too old to answer. Isn't that right, Colonel?
Don't speak to me, you bungling old meddler. And in future, mind your own business.
Well, that's gratitude for you.
Sherry, everybody, we must drink to the future bride and groom.
Oh, just a minute, Barbara. I've invited one more guest.
Yoo-hoo!
Come along, dear. You're just in time.
Richard, I do hope you're not upset that I'm going to marry the Colonel.
Well, of course not. I'm delighted to hear your good news.
So am I. It means you and I are still engaged.
Thanks, Ma.
That was Life with...
with the Lyons, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, were their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Molly Weir, Harry Fowler, Wilfred Babbage, Belinda Murdoch, and Patricia Hayes. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block, Ronnie Hanbury, and B.B. Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.